Moncrief on News Talk.
Staying in touch with family members who have moved abroad has never been easier. You can speak with and see people now, yet still that doesn't necessarily mitigate feelings of homesicklessness. Is it possible to do that? And when you miss home, what's going on in your brain? We're joined by the psychotherapist Stella O'Malley. Afternoon, Stella.
Hi there.
So what is going on in your brain when you're missing home? I know that sounds like a stupid question, but is it just home or is it other things?
There's quite a lot going on. It's kind of a sense of attachment to the familiar, and it can be a very good sign of you've come from somewhere loving and somewhere close and warm, and that's what you want in life. Most of us want connection and deep connection, and the unfamiliar, and it could be sensory, it could be the smells, it could be the kind of the feeling in your skin, the kind of, you know, the difference in the air in one country and another country. So it doesn't have to be just a kind of an emotional feeling, it's the new. And for some people they have a kind of overpowering longing to go home. And it can be a good sign. It can be a good sign of strong attachments with your family, strong attachments with your sense of place and a strong sense of identity. It can move into being a little bit unhealthy when they spend their time pining, for example, and not giving the new place a chance. And if they've decided to move maybe for a year over on Erasmus or something, and they spend the whole time kind of in the glory days of back home, they're not open to new experiences, and that's when it tips into unhealthy. So people often think of homesickness as a negative thing. It's actually a good sign in many ways.
Yeah, though but why would it say person, you know, Johnny has spent 25 years and all Johnny has known is living in Tullamore and, you know, he has friends in Tullamore, and Mikey has spent 25 years in Tullamore and he's great friends in Tullamore. One of them go, you know, they both go to Australia. One loves it. The other one just can't wait to get back to Tullamore.
And often can't even articulate why. Just get me back home. Generally, we have kind of fairly solid motivating factors in life. And some of us like challenge, fun, newness. Some of us like security. And kind of the sense of the familiar. And so between Johnny and Mikey, Johnny likes the familiar. He likes if I've got the right name. He likes the familiar. He likes a sense of belonging. While somebody else might be motivated, but like, yeah, I like belonging. I prefer new and I prefer a challenge. So if I'm going to pick between the two, I'll go for the novel. I'll go for the new. Get me to Australia. I'm bored with the security and the sense of belonging. So it's kind of what's motivating somebody in life. And some people, it really, really matters to feel a sense of community, just to feel I'm part of it. I'm from Tullamore, everybody I know is around me, and that's what I need. And I kind of think more and more that people should kind of just accept what's driving them rather than try to put the square peg into the round hole and make themselves go. You know, some people go and they never really get over it. We would know from our era, so many people emigrated and they never stopped talking about going home.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And you're like, it's a half-life. I remember somebody telling me in that he lives in Australia and he said, honestly, I split my identity halfway between Ireland and Australia. I'm neither here nor there. You know what I mean? He never quite settled over there. Somebody like that, I think, in a way, you've got to know yourself and think, go on home. That's what it's an overriding feeling for you that isn't going to go away. For some people, it will, but many, it doesn't.
Doesn't everybody want a sense of community, though?
Not as much as others. Some people would very strongly. They're the people who are going to join, let's say, GAA. They're going to join the football clubs. They're going to join the community. They're going to join groups, choirs, plays, whatever what's going, they're going to join. Some people are much more solo and that's not their drive. No, they might quite like a sense of community, but it's not an overriding drive for them. They would be more solo people who not so bothered about who's around them and joining things. They might want, I prefer adventure. I prefer being on my own. I prefer freedom. So often people who really have a heavy sense of I need freedom to do my own thing don't quite like the sense of community as much.
I suppose somebody might emigrate to a different country and have the mindset that I'm going to move to Australia and I'm going to make Australian friends and I'm going to create an Australian community for
myself.
And
they are the people who get over their homesickness.
Yeah.
They kind of pivot. And they realise, I need to create routines, I need to find people I know, I need to find a sense of community. It might be the Irish over in Australia, but I need to create that vibe so that I can feel a sense of home, a sense of community. And some people can make it anywhere they go. You know somebody and they kind of make themselves at home and it's, oh, they're great friends with you, they're 3 weeks. So they make it their business to do it. While other people, they can kind of lean into the tragic a little bit too much and maybe just, singing ballads and not quite getting home. And that could be, it can turn quite unhealthy. You can meet people. I remember meeting two guys in a bar in London and you'd swear they lived in Mayo and they hadn't been. When I asked them, when were you back over? They were like, 50 years, I haven't been over, like, back to Ireland.
Well, that's an interesting point, because I was born in England and I was born in London, and then we lived in a town called Swindon for a few years. When my parents had nothing but Irish friends, and they'd refer to home all the time. When they said home, they didn't mean the house they lived in, they meant Ireland. When my parents said they were always asking, when are you next going home? As in, when are you going for your holidays? When my parents announced that they were going to move home, their first reaction was, no, you won't stick it over there. It'll drive you mad. So it was, they were kind of hanging on to a mythical idea of Ireland, you know, and that somehow comforted them, but they didn't actually want the reality of it.
Well, that's bang on. It's called euphoric recall, and we do it about everything, really. Drinkers would do it about the great days of when I was drinking. It was only great. They forget all the awful times. We do it about our home, about our childhood. We have this way of making it this imaginary gorgeous. It's very comforting. It's like our favourite blanket. Do you follow me? You've got this image of Tiernan Og that you don't want pricked. You certainly don't want somebody facing reality by going home and then actually making a realistic kind of situation out of it. Let's talk about it in the nice pink hues of nostalgia, and we all feel comforted. We can talk about it. It's nice to have a feeling that there's heaven somewhere across the water without testing it. It's a very pleasant, it's a very calming feeling.
It's a comfort. And one texter says the Greeks have a word for it, nostos. The pain, sometimes physical, from missing your home. Relevant to the Odyssey, nostos is what guided Odysseus back to Ithaca.
Which is presumably nostalgia.
Yeah. Can you find yourself in a situation where you move to another country, you really want to make it work, but you're still suffering from homesickness? Can you wean yourself off it? Can you reduce it?
You can. Some people will easily make their home a second home. Some people find it more difficult. It's a commitment. It's creating your own communities, creating your own routines, accepting what you need in life, whether it is people you know very well or what it is about you. It's kind of know yourself and know what you need. I do want to bring up, though, some people never have a sense of home. I remember John Lonergan from Mountjoy. Do you remember the governor of Mountjoy? I remember him saying some people seem to be homeless in spirit. And it stuck in my mind because I knew people who seemed to be, they were always uneasy, always restless, never quite at home. I think it is something that is more likely these days because people don't quite have the roots of what is home.
Yeah.
That solid feeling of home. When you've got family from different parts of the world, when your granny isn't across the road and your auntie isn't down the road, you're less certain of what is home. If your parents have split up, you could have two homes. And that sense of kind of uneasy homelessness is something that is actually very cognitively distressing. It's like it's itchy. Everybody else has home and I don't actually know what is home. Where is home? I don't know. Is it my mom's house? Is it my dad's house? They're two different countries. And I don't feel at home in either because they've both married somebody different. So it can get, I do think a lack of homesickness would worry me a little bit more, that there is a naturalness to wanting the familiar and wanting the community. And isn't it nice that most of us have it.
Yeah, I suppose it is. And I suppose also if you're emigrating and if you've known nothing but Ireland your entire life and then you move to a different country, are you making a conscious decision to say, I'm not going to be Irish anymore, I'm going to be Australian? And, you know, I'm embracing that, which must feel like a little bit of a betrayal of everything that you were beforehand.
And it could be a healthy betrayal. You can think, I've got bigger fish to fry. Yeah. I'm going off to be an engineer in a country that didn't really appreciate my engineering skills. So I'm going somewhere else to feed something that I need fed. So it can be a very healthy thing that emigrants will do. They're going somewhere for a better life, ultimately. And so you can feel it's a rejection of the home place, but also it's a kind of, I've grown beyond it, I'm moving on, and that's okay. But I do think that if somebody is determined to, and they do, for example, to stay Irish no matter where they are, I'm going over, but I'm going to find the nearest Irish pub. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to join the Irish community. And by God, you won't make an Englishman out of me. They are kind of going in, kind of confrontationally. It's kind of like I'll take your money, but I won't take your culture.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to create a more divided self, a less settled self, because you're going in almost not quite as an enemy, but certainly not as a community joiner.
Yeah.
And that's something to think about.
Somebody says, I moved to Wexford from Dublin with my husband 8 years ago. I still get homesick from my home, the area, and being close to my family. So it's not even...
I remember John Montague, the poet from up in Belfast, and he said that somebody never settled because she settled 15 miles from her village, and she's always and always an outsider.
Always a blow-in, yeah. Yeah. Stella, thanks a million. That was the psychotherapist Stella O'Malley there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.